Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Good afternoon and happy Monday, everyone. Now that the holidays are over, it's time to undeck the halls. Instead of just dragging a real Christmas tree to the end of the road to be picked up with the trash, the Natural Resources and the Arbor Day Foundation have a few better ideas of what to do with the trees. The unwanted trees can be given to those who have goats for food or to someone who has chickens to roost in. Use it as a brush pile, as a habitat wildlife such as rabbits may use it for nesting, or as a food source for all of the ornaments and decorations removed. The unwanted tree can be used for compost or mulch. Pine needles are full of nutrients that enhance the pH of soil, and it's more alkaline and allow your soil to breathe without becoming dense and compacted. Orange slices and popcorn can be placed on the tree to feed the birds as they sit on the branches. And when Carroll Community School District's assistant middle school principal Nick Moyer was alerted by a student that an eighth grade girl was choking, he knew what to do and didn't panic. The student was unable to breathe or speak and needed immediate help. Moyer quickly stepped in to perform abdominal thrusts until the object was dislodged and the girl could breathe again. Moyer knew what he had to do because that was not the first emergency he's had to deal with. Besides being a middle school principal, Moyer has also been a volunteer firefighter for 17 years with the Elkland Fire Township Fire Department, so he knew what needed to be done. For his quick thinking and heroic actions, the American Red Cross Michigan Region honored Nick with a life-saving award. Hopes are those who saw how he was able to help a student in distress that it inspired others to learn first aid. As a firefighter, Moyer had plenty of opportunities in 2025 to practice his skills. Last year, the Elkland Fire Department responded to 190 runs. Some of the runs were for structure fires, vehicle accidents, medical assists, downed electrical wires, and assists to neighboring fire departments. And after more than 3 years and several meetings, some headway is being made to allow the Amish to build a wooden bridge over the Cass River for their safety. Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell provided an update on the proposed project recently. He explained the state is finally starting to understand that the Amish want to do, or what the Amish want to do, and that the proposed bridge project is for horse and buggies and not motorized vehicles. An application from the Department of Natural Resources has been signed for an easement to be considered. The state can allow that when state land is the only alternative for a proposed use, which is for the Amish to travel safely but not having to share the road with motorized vehicles, explained Bardwell, who has championed the project since the beginning. The Amish community want to build their own bridge over the Cass River in order to avoid traveling by horse and buggy on M53 with fast-moving vehicles. Traveling M53 in a non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents that have resulted in injury or a loss of life. The Amish want to build their own wooden bridge that is 20 feet wide over the Cass River exclusively for their use, and they will maintain it. There is a large Amish community who live in Tuscola and Sanilac County. And we come back after this McVeigh Insurance Agency's sponsor message. We'll get to our national and international news.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things. Like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Combine your policies and save big with McVeigh Insurance Agency. Hi, this is Tammy Pulaski. We offer multi-policy discounts when you have your home, automobile, and life insurance with the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. For a free quote, call 989-269-9977.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Protecting your personal articles is not expensive. In fact, cost is quite minimal. This is Sean McVay. Let us provide a quote to keep your property, your home, and your personal articles safe, sound, and secure. Contact McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, in New York, deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance in an American courtroom. Maduro and his wife are expected to appear at noon Monday before a judge in New York. He is accused of narco-terrorism and drug trafficking. The Trump administration used the criminal charges to justify capturing Maduro and removing him to U.S. soil. Maduro's lawyers are expected to contest the legality of his arrest, arguing that he is immune from prosecution as a sovereign head of state. Venezuela's new interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has demanded that the U.S. return Maduro, who long denied any involvement in drug trafficking. And in our international news, in Paris, a Paris court has found 10 people guilty of cyberbullying France's First Lady, Brigitte Macron, by spreading false online claims about her gender and sexuality, including allegations she was born a man. One defendant was sentenced to 6 months in prison, while 8 were handed suspended sentences between 4 and 8 months on Monday. All 10 were mandated to attend cyberbullying awareness training. The defendants, aged 41 to 65, posted malicious comments likening Macron's age gap with her husband to pedophilia. The First Lady did not attend the trial, but said she launched legal proceedings to set an example against harassment. Her daughter testified about the impact on their family. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McVay Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.